through the process of meditation and contemplation, in times of silence and solitude, direct inner messages and assistance can come forth. That is why I call these chapters the New Teachings, for in this material I tell you that humanity can now reach self-mastery through connection with its own soul and the Creator beyond. Once you develop the connection that makes this possible, your prayer and meditation link gives you direct access to the truth of who you are and what your actions should be. And then you will become the creation that was intended from the beginning through your own ability. When this is accomplished, we can guide you all in a more personal and immediate way than you presently enjoy, which is the ultimate meaning of sonship. From your growth you will become that peaceful citizenry capable of expressing God's purpose on the planet and humanity's obligations as her caretakers. Therefore, trust this new process of contact with your soul by contemplation, prayer and meditation, and realize that it is available to all who will take the time to give it the importance it must hold in your daily lives. But I will say more about this later on. For now, please accept that the holy books of all religions need to be understood in a higher state of awareness, which you and you alone can create by your wish to have it so. Why not install your cosmic connection? I say to you that people who limit me to a past understanding of who or what I am are dangerous to themselves, for life is ever evolving in spirit, and growth is the only measure it knows. Even your universe is expanding. And why not? If love blossoms and the new seeds fall into fertile soil, is this not a natural thing? Therefore, put away the old rugged cross of crucifixion and replace it with one of growth and expansion. Let me explain so there is ab. Do not blame anyone for not understanding the teachings. Release any judgment of self or others if you would be happy again. Hear this, churches. And deliver only this message. Note today that the crucifixion aspect is hereby cleansed and forgiven, and only the resurrection is real. Each soul learns from experience. But, if the experience is never healed and brought forth to greater understanding, it rests like a festering wound in the soul, holding valuable space, which needs releasing. Since no two things can occupy the same place in your consciousness, I beg that you dump out the old memory so we can create new ones. Join in this present healing by your willingness to forget the past. The Christian religion is replete with guilt and negativity and needs to be changed. These are my new teachings. Follow them if you would be made whole again. Follow them to know peace. Let your soul vomit out the old pain and be filled with the balm of forgiveness, mine to yours and yours to mine. This love counteracts all negativity, my beloveds. Stand free in the light of now, allowing the past its decent burial. Leave the cemetery of your yesterday and focus only on a new you and your urgent responsibility in this time on earth. Cleansed and filled with the grace of greater knowing and a transformed reality, you are truly healed. So, release any last tears and regrets and take my hand in peace. We must go forward, for we have much to do now, children of light. Core of love. To help you understand my own growth and spiritual expansion these past 2,000 years, let us look at your own Earth family's experience with birth and aging. Perhaps you have a scrapbook of photographs taken with a camera over many years. If so, pick any one person's photo, possibly your own, and see what you looked like as a baby or young infant in your early life. Like your own image of yourself at that age, imagine me also as an infant, great as I was, and realize that just as you grew and changed and acquired new ideas and experiences, you were different as the years passed. So, dear ones, I am 2,000 years different. For heaven is not some static place where nothing happens. We are related to the universe and all that it does. This is the law. Each is a part of the whole, from the tiny to the immense. There is no separation. This is critical to grasp. Urgent to remember. On your earth you are in a hologram of the greater universal pattern. Therefore I ask you to believe the story of my departure from human tribulation back to God to understand its significance, and then to enjoy the new estate I hold while everything around us advances and expands in light and love. If I was powerful 2,000 years ago, you can expect me to be even more so now, even as you in your work or in a favorite skill, sport or hobby become more perfected in your activities as you use them. So I am even greater than before in wisdom and love as are all spiritual beings who came to teach. We do not remain frozen in time and space. Nor are we suspended somewhere. Relate to the me of this time and place, and move with all of heaven as we come together again to learn and grow. Leave these old photographs behind, nostalgic as they may be, and stay only in the present moment. You have grown up, your soul is here and empowered to create harmony. What are you creating now? What will humanity do to attain peace, that blessed and promised peace? D God, me, and those who gladly assist humanity, both in the daytime of sun and clouds and in the night time of moon and stars, loving you and Mother Earth. And let the poetry of your wisdom remind you that everything we do is but change, expansion, ever reaching toward the greater love awareness. The Omniverse is like a weaver with busy fingers creating a tapestry of magnificent beauty and dramatic impact. We do this together, each pair of hands connected to a loving heart and mind gathering the secrets God would share. Wisdom lies at the heart of this tapestry, glittering in crystal clarity for all to see and know. As we share the joy of bringing forth this new nativity scene, we acknowledge the birthing of a new time and the greater spiritual awareness from which all good things come. Now the good things of Jesus' past are not lost, but only expanded into a more beautiful diadem of love and wisdom. In the same way, your own souls are stretching into more infinite territories, becoming the greater light and the true knowing. And we go together. For each gains as any one gains. We are the one. We are the unbreakable, eternal web of life, of beauty, of joy and love. And in this joining together, the harmonious waves of sound and light fill the universe to overflowing, and it stretches forth another movement of life to expand itself and create more light, more light, and more light. The process is unending until God calls us back into that cosmic parental presence. For by this magnificent, unspeakable power we are wombed and breathed forth in a gush of life that explores and returns, goes forth again and again to bring back the experiences and growth of all travelers. Let us travel together, then, my brothers and sisters, with God's light as our beacon, God's love as our diet, and God's ultimate wisdom as our map. Seek ye the kingdom of heaven, has been said many times in many ways by all of God's teachers. Will you not listen and unify yourself in this unending adventure in life without death? I, the Christ, have been raised up higher still during these past 2,000 years as parent of all. But let me pause a moment and describe that one we call parent so that you have a picture to hold in your mind, your heart. For in many ways are you created like God, although of course God is both male and female energy combined in perfect balance, as we have said. This is critical to understand, for in the separation, or descent into a third dimensional world, God's wholeness suffered division into duality on your earth. There you have densified or solidified into those two separate parts called male and female. One day all humanity who have chosen to return to God will lose the density of the physical body and become a form of light containing both male and female principles in balanced proportion. It is in this ascension that you will become more like me, the Son of God, who is made purely in the image and identity of that powerful one. God has a form of immense size and of a blinding glow beyond description. While it is true that the Father, Mother is omniscient, omnipresent, and omnipotent, do not forget that God has an enduring and passionate love for everything of its creation. God is not a gaseous vapor nor a nebulous, formless something. It is from the perfect love and immense power of this indescribable being that you are born as souls, as children of the cosmos. Blessed are those who choose to believe, for the power and love of this great one are beyond telling. Yes, you are the children of a great being who loves you. Most importantly, our parent is personally directing your destiny through us at this time when we would have you return home. Only those dedicated and willing souls on earth who are assisting the planet Earth's rise nearer to God, only those of loving disposition and intention, are welcome there. I tell you, my dear ones, your parent is a beautiful being of light beyond description in your language. But perhaps you can sense this from the simple remarks I have made? Let every doubting heart open wide to acknowledge that your parent exists. For those who persist in denying this indescribable first cause deny their own identity, and through free will they will be deeply wounded by false choosing. Again, hear what I say. In denying God's origin, you deny your own. This is what causes the mortal error leading to spiritual retardation. You either live within the love that God extends or by your denial move outside of that immense love, and not just for these few years you call life. Whether you like it or not, God allows each soul its own choice because to have a heaven, each must agree and wish to be there. Only on earth is there this broad range of experiences as in a training school of multiple attitudes and negative dispositions. Here you have various educational and military training centers where the person enlists or attends and then learns a certain curriculum leading to advancement and positions of responsibility. I pray you understand that this pattern of choice on earth was given to teach you only love and devotion. However, we will now spiritually separate those who will cooperate in God's higher endeavors from those who won't, for that time of choice is nearly over as the 12th universe moves back to our Creator. Those who cannot join in love and peace will be left to another experience. Heaven is not an idle place. Its many activities require loving and devoted family members to work harmoniously in the organization and maintenance of the parents' handiwork. How could it be otherwise? For is not the light everywhere? Now, children of light, I will describe the 12 universes which our Father, Mother has made, including Earth's position therein. In your local universe there are 12 parts, or solar systems, and Earth's position is in the smallest of the dozen solar systems in your universe. Keep your minds open to times long past in cosmic history in order to grasp that these other created universes preceded yours, and then you will understand the present situation in which Earth finds herself much more easily. My own universe was created first and has one beautiful solar system with only two planets produced by the Creator in an act of intense love and imagination. In my universe there is only the perfect love I described to you while part of my energy was on earth as Jesus. Those who are privileged to live there find it heaven, indeed. There are additional universes which were experiments following that first one. There is a second universe in which the Creator made all beings of female nature, or the love and nurturing side of God, and the third universe which has only male attributes or the will, power and active aspects of God. Both of these universes are of such a high vibration you could not see them with the human eye, just as most earth dwellers cannot see me and the angelic hosts. In those separate universes, both the males or females could independently reproduce offspring with the breath, even as God ordained it, and needed not a sexual, physical counterpart. This is a spiritual dimension strange to your own body limitations, I realize, but it is nonetheless true. Those who have difficulty with the so-called virgin birth may see it now in a new light. The fourth universe was created following the experience in which the male and female principles were separated from each other. They were recombined in the fourth universe since love and power should be together and not kept apart. This is a soul essence and quality that I speak about, not your dense physical flesh which came eons later after the other universes were completed. Then they were made by the father/mother's breath, even as the first four universes came forth. A series of specialized planets where particular qualities or functions were stressed in both the male and female beings. In the fifth universe was developed the power of mind thought, which is different from intellect. Let me clarify that in God all are of one mind and are whole. When spirit leaves God's mind to experience life in matter worlds, it then has separated minds capable of individual soul experience. Yet this entire universe kept one primary, unified thought, or intention, to love God, paramount, even though the souls were separated. By your standards this was miraculous. In humans, then, you need a love purpose to direct energy into thought or you will misuse it. A thought is energy moving its intention into reality. A thought is alive. God's thought is energy in a single focused creation. It does not analyze or break things down into separate parts as does human intellect. On earth many of your technologists have great intellects, but not wholesome minds. Mind requires a heart's love for wholeness. Intellect is only 50% of thought. When intellect and intuition or God-knowingness are combined, there is perfect balance. In that fifth universe, all inhabitants did so well they were allowed to return to the Creator en masse, and it is now an unpopulated area in what you call space. Of all the many creations, only these of the fifth universe were never lured into temptation away from God as an entire group. Although there are isolated examples elsewhere of this great God love in the mind of His created ones, never did an entire universe grasp the love principle and practice it so perfectly. It is there you are to emulate, dear ones, so you can also go home together. But, of course, this took eons to demonstrate, and the Creator had been busy making other universes in the meantime.